Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I believe that Daniel Israel is on the line. Daniel, if you are there, say hello to me.
Hi Simon, can you hear me?
I can hear you absolutely perfectly. Yeah, the J&J vaccine and whether it's necessary to get booster shots, and if so, when?
So interestingly, Simon, last week J&J came out abroad with a statement saying that on the data that they had collected, booster shots were recommended. Now, I mean, obviously, any thinking radio host like you would say, well, you know, they've obviously got an interest here because they, you know, it's an ongoing market for them. But the reality is that obviously this is as a result of controlled trials. And we have certainly seen, at least anecdotally as well, that, or I should say specifically in on the small scale, that the antibodies do wane. So at the moment, there's no need to rush out and panic and get a booster shot if you've had J&J single dose, because the reality is that you covered well and for quite a long time. And it's according to some academics for more than 10 or 12 months. But it does beckon the question as to at some point whether you'll need a booster shot. And it looks as though with what's going on with Pfizer and Israel and J&J, and that will probably become the reality.
So I was interested in that when I saw the topic for discussion this afternoon. I saw we'll be talking about the J&J vaccine and the requirement for booster shots. And Daniel, it struck me that we shouldn't for one moment be confining the subject to J&J only. It seems to me the Israeli experience is dictating that those who have had Pfizer jabs will likewise need a third shot.
So, interestingly, out of Israel, I watched a talk by an academic on this, who said that the reason for failure in some of the patients who have been vaccinated was either because the new variant didn't respond as well to the original Pfizer, or because the two doses were given too close to one another. And we know that Israel rushed out and did the doses as quickly as they could, which was great, but we also know that the immune system needs time to reprime. So, for example, if you give a dose one day after the next, you might as well just give one dose. Whereas if you wait, now South Africa's made it 42 days, that's thought to be a good time. And there's more and more, you know, questions asked as to whether it actually be a longer time. So you're right. It doesn't apply just to J&J. Again, though, just we've always got to be a practical takeout from this, is that if you've had two Pfizer shots, you're still very well covered. The question is, in 1 year, would you still be well covered? And interestingly, I was actually going to call the Moderna, which we haven't got in this country, team in the US, and they've actually brought out of their booster shots now, or they're bringing them out with adaptation for new variants. So the real question will be, in future, when you do get a booster shot, will it be the same shot, or will it be a booster shot like we do the flu shot for the new strains? And I think it's probably likely to be the latter.
Interesting stuff, Daniel. I think what is so fascinating about this particular discussion is how it changes from week to week to week. I think the latest press reports is now talking about a new variant discovered in South Africa, and it is just absolutely exhausting.
Thanks, Simon. We'll pick that one up tomorrow. I think that's a great next discussion.
Let's do that. As always, Daniel Israel, thank you for chatting to me.